How you can help, visit www.usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level, because lives are on the line.
All right, we're back. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Good morning. And what a morning. Wow. 59 and sunshine. Loving that. And I tell you what, you are going to be loving this. Get this on your calendar, folks. We've been talking about it. Bundle up your baby bump giveaway. Saturday, September 14th, going on at St. John's School here. I've got Connie and Chris in studio with me this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming and being a part of the show.
You're very welcome.
We were talking before we went on. I love the kind of stuff that, you know, our community is so great about doing good things for people in need. Tell us about this event. What is Bundle Up Your Baby Bump all about?
Well, it's a free baby item giveaway featuring gently used baby, toddler, and women items and clothing, sizes newborn to 5T, and this is all going to take place at St. John's Catholic School here in Wahpeton on Saturday, September 14th, beginning at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So it's all free for moms in need with children of as the sizes I just mentioned. So we are co-hosting this with North Dakota Catholic Charities. Mm-hmm. And this is the second time we have done this. We did it 2 years ago. We filled the gymnasium full of items for babies, children, and mom. And we plan on doing that again. We have been collecting items all summer long and sorting them. So everything will be in a very orderly pickup shopping manner.
Sure.
Yes. And so Chris Haycraft is with me here from Fargo, North Dakota Catholic Charities, and she may want to, you know,
Chris, step
give you
up.
Some information to
Chris,
her.
Step right. up. Thank yes. you, Connie. North Dakota Catholic Charities, does this, how many other communities do you do this in?
You know what? We have done it in several communities. Our main community where this started was Fargo.
Okay.
And so we actually do it twice a year in Fargo, but we've done it in Bismarck. We've done it in Williston. We're looking at doing one in Minot. So we're doing it around the state because we just see a need for families. Mm-hmm. Kids are, it's really expensive to have everything you need for your kiddos. And
right.
we can help you. And then we help the community too, because, you know, you might have things in your garage that you're like, oh goodness, I just need to get rid of this. We're kind of done having kids. And it gives you an opportunity to give that back to a family in need too. So it's great for the people that come and shop. It's great for the people that are donating and keeping, you know, those kiddos safe and loved and clothed in their own community.
Well said. How have the turnouts been? Wow, with this, Chris. I mean, when you stage something like this?
They have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yes, there are oftentimes lines before we open the door, and there's this steady stream of people all the way through the end. And so, you know, I think when people leave, we hear lots of thank yous.
Does that surprise yes. you that there's that much need?
And no, not at all.
Yeah,
I mean,
when
I think
you're
that's
looking
why
at the,
we
yeah,
do this, right?
Sure.
Because we know a lot of us that do this have had children, and we know what it takes, and we know how expensive life is right now. So mm-hmm. if we can help with those things, from bottles to baby wipes to clothing and swings and, you know, whatever a person might need, that's what we're here for.
Well, and I've been leading with the phrase, you know, everybody says there's nothing free in the world, and I'm going, you want to bet? And that's the best part of this is
yes.
the price. Absolutely
yes.
free, yeah. folks. I want to keep mentioning that,
it's
too.
Free. Yeah.
So all basically people, are there any kind of restrictions or limitations that you put on?
So we have some restrictions or limitations in our donations that we take.
Okay.
Just making sure that everything is safe. So if things are recalled, we're not going to put those out, making sure that cribs meet current safety standards.
Right.
So if anybody wants to donate to us, that's the only qualifications. The other piece, as far as when people come and shop, We do put a little bit of limits, like, you know, number of bags of clothing or mm-hmm. one major big item, things like that, because we want to make sure that everybody that's in
it's distributed
gets the shop
evenly
for what they need. But really, people are really, really thrilled with the amount of items that they can take and have for their kiddos.
So this isn't just clothing. I mean, you will accept other items,
Absolutely. Anything that somebody could need for their child, from, you know, baby bathtubs to toys, mm-hmm. Anything that they might need, strollers, car seats, pack and plays, any of those types of items.
Fantastic. So if people are listening to this and it's like, we've got stuff that we would like to donate. And again, folks, this is coming up Saturday, September 14th. How do they donate? Who do they get in touch with, Connie?
Well, they can just call the church, call St. John's Church, and the number is 642-6982, or just come by and drop it off.
Okay.
Yes. And everything that we will be having on display for the giveaway has been looked over, it's going to be clean, it's going to be sorted, it's... things that are in poor condition, you know, like mm-hmm. buttons are up, that's not going to be there. Where, you know, everything was going to be is checked over before this event.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I think you're going to have a great turnout for this. Now, you're going to be back. We're going to talk more about this one more time before the event, and I'm going to be yapping about it endlessly between now and September 14th. Ladies, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up this morning?
Well, just spread the word.
Absolutely.
You know, grandmas and grandpas, tell your grandchildren or your neighbors. I was over at the farmer's market yesterday afternoon, and there was a lady, you know, she had her little baby and a little posy on her chest, and maybe just a couple months old. And I mentioned this to her. Had she heard about it? She says, no. And I said, do come and shop mm-hmm. on September 14th from 10 to 1 p.m. at St. John's Catholic Church.
Right.
Or a school.
Do people get excited when they come into this event? Do you kind of see, like, you know, that light, their eyes light up?
Well, they do. Yeah. When they walk into the gymnasium and it's filled, mm-hmm. you know, and just walk around and shop.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thanks for making the trip down.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And again, folks, bundle up your baby bump giveaway. Yes, it's free. It is Saturday, September 14th. From 10 a.m. till 1 p.m., and ladies will be back to talk more about it. I'll be giving you more information, and this podcast of this interview will be up on our website early this afternoon. So if you want to go back and listen again, get more details, you can do it then. It's 9:26. You're the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. At Farm Progress this week, I had a chance to visit with Harold Woolley, the president of the National Corn Growers Association.
I guess we might as well start with the farm bill just to get it out of the way. I don't know that there's anything really new, but what kind of things are you guys working on or hearing right now?
You know, we're certainly emphasizing that we need to get this farm bill done, and we need to get it done now. We're going to have a fly-in in 2 weeks where a bunch of our corn grower board members and a bunch of other folks from the Ag community are going to be on the Hill and emphasizing to these congressional leaders it needs to get done now. That's going to take some compromise. They need to get in a room, compromise, figure it out, get a bill that'll pass both the House and the Senate.
Is it a big deal? And I know on the House side there's been a markup done. Is it a big deal that the Senate hasn't officially done their markup yet?
Well, it's a deal. I don't know how big it is. I mean, Senator Stabenow needs to come out with her language. If they're going to, they need to be able to analyze her position if they're going to come to compromise. So, yes, that's part of the process.
Are there still major ag issues that you're hearing that need to be resolved, or is this more along the other side of the farm bill with the SNAP fit or the SNAP funds and other things like that?
You know, I think the House Ag Committee passed version pretty well lays out where most of the ag community wants to be. You know, not everything was included that NCGA was advocating for. I know it was very important to South Dakota producers that we have a mandatory base acre update. That is not part of that bill. And so, yeah, there are issues. Funding is going to be a huge issue. They need to figure out how much this is going to cost and how they're going to pay for it.
How is drought growing in the Midwest over the month of August, and what does that mean for the region's corn and soybean crops? Rod Bain has the latest.
Drought coverage in the nation's corn and soybean belt? USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says growing areas in the region reported an increase in drought through August.
If we look at the U.S. corn production area in drought, we started the month with just 5% of the corn area in drought. That has increased now to 8%. Still a relatively low number. Soybeans, on the other hand, a little bit more of an increase. They also started the month with 5% of the crop in drought. That increased more than doubled to 12% by the end of August, and that is the greatest amount of U.S. soybeans in drought since the early stages of planting back in late April.
He adds that when comparing other crops and commodities covered in drought across the country, Midwestern corn and beans remain at a pace to have bumper crops this year.
For the most part, the Midwest was immune to the dramatic changes that other areas of the country experienced.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's a check of our Ag News update on the Ag Central Radio Network.
Morning Ag News and Markets brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Wade from Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. I would like to let you know about our Defluent. Whether you're looking for a 2.5-gallon jug or a 275-gallon tote, we've got you covered. You can also grab it at the pumps at the Southern Valley Travel Center located on the 210 bypass. So whatever your Def needs are, we're here to help.
Got a beautiful morning going on. Sunshine, 58 degrees, Friday, August 30th. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Vampo. It's 9:30. Good morning. A home in far north Moorhead has been lost to fire. Moorhead, Dilworth, and Fargo firefighters responded to 312 67th Avenue North in the Country Heritage Development at about 1:45 yesterday afternoon. Heavy black smoke could be seen for miles. Moorhead Fire Department Battalion Chief Matt Brand said a boy who lived in the home jumped from a second-story window to escape the smoke and flames. Brand says the boy told him upon arrival that there was no one else in the house. Two of three dogs inside the home could not be accounted for. Cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Walmart on 52nd Avenue in Fargo was evacuated around 12:30 yesterday afternoon after a caller threatened to bring bombs into the store. Officers and a canine searched the store and did not find any explosives. Store reopened around 3 p.m. Police say the incident is still under investigation. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Breckenridge Public Utilities.
Stay cool and save energy this summer. Try these simple steps. Keep windows covered during the day. Install a smart thermostat. Use fans to feel cooler. Use the bathroom fan to remove humidity after a shower. Set your water heater to 100.